the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him to cry.
I read a silly little story on the show yesterday. It was a tweet from Justin Bieber, who just out of the blue decided to challenge actor Tom Cruise. This is so stupid. I can't even believe I'm repeating it for a second straight day. He decided to challenge Tom Cruise to a MMA-style fight in the octagon. Justin Bieber tweeted, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight?" And then he said Dana White, who's the UFC guy. And so I read this story, and Brian Hallquist, who's put on hundreds of fight cards here in the Pacific Northwest, and you may recall, he had me as his awesome ring announcer a couple of summers ago for one of his cards. Brian Hallquist emailed me, and he said he's ready to put on this fight. So I thought, let's make this happen. Brian Hallquist joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Are you serious about this, Brian? Are you going to make this happen?
Well, I'm going to get a hold of both our agents, starting with Justin's, as soon as we get done with this phone call.
Yeah.
And try to put it together if they're serious. Now, Justin needs to know that even though Tom is a little bit older, Tom was a high-level wrestler. And I'm not sure Justin's done much more than hold a mic.
Well, I saw some YouTube videos of Justin Bieber's boxing workout. He does do some boxing training, I saw.
Well, that's even better. Then we'll have a fight, maybe. But I'll tell you what, I'll promote this all day long. When we're done with this call, I'm calling both their agents.
You're serious?
If I'm serious. I'll try to put it together, absolutely.
Where would you do it? Where would you have this fight?
Tacoma Dome, if I could. I'm a Tacoma boy. I'd do it at the Tacoma Dome, or if we have to, at the MGM Grand. I know the guy who supervises that arena, and we'll put it wherever. But it's pay-per-view, I guarantee you. It might be the biggest pay-per-view ever.
Yeah, well, I said yesterday I would never pay a penny for this, but if one of my friends bought it, I would hope they'd invite me over so I could be a leech and watch it. But I'd have no interest in contributing my own hard-earned money to either of those guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we're doing it, you'll be one of the ring announcers, of course.
Whoa, 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 whoa. One of the ring announcers? What does that mean?
Well, we got Kenny, so we would have you guys split the show because we have MMA. We do 10 fights. So it's not like boxing where we do 6. But you definitely will do the Justin-Tom fight for sure. World-class ring announcer now, you know.
Yes, I do know that. I'm licensed by the state of Washington in addition to that.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes,
Brian, I have the name for this fight because that's so important. You know, the thrill in Manila, the rumble in the jungle. I mean, you have to have a name to really make it jump out of all the noise. I've come up with a name for the fight. Are you ready?
Yep.
Cruisin' for a Bieberoozin'.
We'll use it. I like it.
I mean, come on.
Oh.
That's solid gold.
Oh, my God.
Cruising for a Bieberoozin'. We can make some money off of this, Brian.
Well, yeah, but just don't hit me up for as much as Michael Buffer does on those
Don't even say the words. You can't even say the words. Well, they'll hit us up for money if you even say the words. Okay, so here's the tale of the tape. Justin Bieber's 26. Tom Cruise is 57 years old. Tom Cruise is 2 inches shorter. He's 5'7". Bieber's 5'9". And they weigh about the same. So you have to evaluate fighters all the time. Who's the favorite in this?
I would say Tom Cruise because of his wrestling background. But if Justin is really boxing and looks good boxing, it could be a toss-up. It could be a very interesting fight. And I was talking to a former Partridge family member, actor one time, and he started boxing, and his first fight was with Donny Osmond.
I remember that.
And he was getting beat up pretty bad, but when Donny saw a little blood on his nose, he started running and got afraid, and so the Partridge Family guy won the fight and continued fighting. So these fights like this are huge, and I think Howard Stern and Don King put that fight together, or some of those fights. So it's a huge fight, and I would say that I would give Tom Cruise, even though he's older, he's got the edge in this fight.
Okay, because you know there is...
It could be a toe-to-toe great fight.
There's one offshore casino, a book, that's already hung a number on it, and they have Justin Bieber... about a 3-2 favorite to beat Tom Cruise.
Well, I know you go down there and put some money on things once in a while, so I would bet on Cruise if I was you.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you're going to call both their agents. You're serious about this. You're going to call both their agents.
When I get off this phone, I'm calling both agents, and you'll be the first person that hears what they have to say.
Okay, and I will get to be the ring announcer for the main event.
Yes, you will.
Okay. Well, this would be the feather in my career cap. Yeah. There's no mountains left to climb for me if that happens.
All right. Well, let's get you to the top of the mountain.
Okay. All right.
Stranger things have happened, Dory. Stranger things have happened in this business, believe me.
Okay. All right. Well, go get them, Brian. Keep me posted.
Okay. Dory, you'll be the first, and I'm calling them as soon as I hang up.
Okay. All right. Let me know what you find out.
I will, Dory. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Ahlquist, who's promoted hundreds and hundreds of fights and mixed martial arts cards. So there you go. I may get to live my dream of being the ring announcer for the Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise fight. Okay, you can text me. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Go, never let you go.